regarding the Rav's answer to question number 1,687, but our Mesorah is not so solid. There were periods in our history when the Torah was completely forgotten by the masses. See 2 Kings 22a, 23-22, Nehemiah 8:13-17, Radak on 2 Kings 22:8, Nachmanides on Numbers 15:22. So maybe these Jewish leaders, Ezra, were just charismatic and influential speakers who made up the entire Torah. Also, the story of a mass revelation is not unique to Judaism. For example, the case of Marian apparitions at the Coptic Church in the Cairo suburb of Zaytun between April 2, 1968 and May 29, 1971, millions are said to have witnessed the apparitions, and reports about them appeared both in the Egyptian and world press. See Francis Johnson, When Millions Saw Mary. Anonymous, New York, New York. Okay, first of all, regarding the first part of your question, that our Mesorah is not so solid, if you look in the books of Rav Avigdor Miller, speak about the history of those times. If you look in other history books of reliable Torah historians, you'll see that it's not so clear that the entire masses forgot the Torah or didn't observe the Torah. And if you'll investigate and look into these sources, you'll see that the Mesorah still was strong, even though many of people forgot the Torah, but it wasn't as widespread as you would represent. And also the fact that miracles were witnessed by millions of people, many miracles. But we're not talking about just miracles. We're talking about the foundations of Yiddishkeit, the giving of the Torah, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're not talking about some disjointed miracles that prove nothing and are not the foundation of the religions that you mentioned.